Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head baseball coach Jason Thurm and Humboldt head softball coach Erica Post. The Humboldt baseball team wrapped up the week with a 4-2 win over Mason City that saw Humboldt go 3-1 in four games. I caught up with Thurm postgame to discuss the Mason City win and the overall week for the program.
It's a really good win for us, especially with the way things started out. Mason City's a really good team. They're playing a really tough schedule, and you know, you could see it out there in that first inning. They really did a nice job putting the bat on the ball, and we were a little bit frustrated with that. You know, it just shows you the importance of being able to minimize. We think they have bases loaded, nobody out, and we were able to get out of there with two runs, and that's huge because we held them in check the rest of the way with it. So I thought we did a nice job maintaining our composure and our poise there, and just showed a lot of toughness there because that's a little bit of an issue maybe where we've let things get to us and let it snowball on us. But that was an outstanding job all the way around with that. Valley, we had him at 28 pitches that first inning. He did a nice job going out after that and just went attack mode the rest of the way with it, and just adjusted, I thought, pretty well to the strike zone, and just threw a great game. So being able to get him up over 90 pitches was great, and he was just looked phenomenal out there too.
Speaking of Valley, after that first inning, was there anything said for him to make that adjustment going to the second inning? Because he just was lights out from there on out.
Yeah, he was a little bit frustrated with the strike zone. He thought he had made some pretty good pitches there in the first inning, but you have no control over that. So it's, you adjust from there, and he kept his head up and just went out and competed. And he showed a lot of moxie out there. Just real impressed with that performance, and he gives us another option. We got really good top part of our rotation, but throwing him in there too gives us another weapon, and he's definitely going to be somebody that we can look to here these next couple weeks.
Wrapping up the week, just thoughts on this past week as you take care of business in one of the games against Algona, and then getting the win here tonight as well, along with the win against Spirit Lake.
Yeah, when you look at quality of the opponent, I feel like this is probably, to this point, probably our toughest week, and just real happy with the way the guys handled it, one at a time with things, getting that split over Algona. You know, obviously we want to sweep with that, but especially after the way that first one went, for us to come back and get that second one, and then being a very good Spirit Lake team, and same thing with this Mason City team. So it was just a great week with it, and we still got a lot of baseball yet to play, so we'll take advantage of the weekend and get a little break, and then we'll be right back at it on Monday against Clarion.
And then Monday, doubleheader against Clarion, Goldfield, Dallas, final couple of NCC games. Just thoughts going into that matchup back here at home.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for us to play, an opportunity for us to get better, and we're going to go out and use it as that. It'll be last conference game of the year, and we're trying to build this thing and get this thing rolling, and that's important for us to use the break, but then come ready to go with a great focus and purpose on Monday, and I'm confident our boys will do that.
Brackets came out late Tuesday night. You're going to face a familiar foe first round of the playoffs in Clear Lake. Thoughts on the draw and having Algona in the bracket as well?
Yeah, I don't hate it. It's an interesting bracket. We feel like we're a little bit better than a four seed with that, but you take what you get there, and we're going to come out and we're going to have a great first round opponent in Clear Lake. We'll see the Anderson kid. He threw well against us over there. Actually, he got the win against us over there early in the season, and he had Algona. They had them 3-1 and going into the last inning too, so he's a really good pitcher, and we're just going to have to be at our best. And so all the focus right now is just it's on Clear Lake, and whatever happens after that happens, but we got to do everything we can to get past that first round game. So we got a week, a week and a half to prepare and get ready for it, and boys will be ready. So yeah, we're excited about it.
Appreciate it, Coach, and wish you best of luck in the upcoming week.
Thank you, Matt.
The Humboldt softball team fell 6-5 at 8 innings Friday night to the Iowa Falls Holy Cadets to conclude an 0-3 week. I caught up with Post after the loss Friday to discuss the game and the overall week for the program before their tournament today.
Tonight was a disappointing night. We kind of let a team hang around, and they clawed their way back in and got momentum there about the fifth and sixth inning, and they were able to tie the game and force extra innings, and they were able to come through with runners on in that eighth inning to score a run, and we weren't. We left 12 runners on base, 9 of which were in scoring position. So we definitely had opportunities that unfortunately, we just didn't take advantage of.
Post game, after a tough loss like that against Iowa Falls Alden, what was just the message to the team here as you concluded North Central Conference play for the week?
It was mostly we've got to be better offensively. We cannot leave as many people on base as we did. We have to do a better job of going after the pitch that we want, not swinging at the pitches they're throwing that are getting us out. There was a number of times we weren't patient. We only saw one, maybe two pitches, and you know, it was a jam shot or off the end, and those weren't good pitches to swing at, especially in favorable counts for us. And we just had to be better there. And then defensively, we have to make the plays. You know, we have to take better angles and know what we're doing with the ball.
Thoughts on the week as you had a tough one against Algona, facing off against Storm Lake, and then postponement before going into play on Friday against Iowa Falls.
Yeah, it was a challenging week for us. Two really good teams at the beginning of the week. We didn't play super well against Algona. I thought we did play better against Storm Lake than the score indicated. And then I kind of was hoping maybe with 2 days off where we didn't have games that we would be able to come back fresh and ready to go. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case for us.
And then, Coach, postseason brackets were released on Friday. For your first-round postseason game, you're going to be hosting Garner, Hayfield, Ventura. Thoughts on the draw and just the matchup against Garner and the postseason bracket coming out?
Yeah, I thought we got a really good bracket. It was favorable for us, I believe. But on the flip side, we have to come ready to play, be able to take care of business. We don't play Garner in the regular season anymore. Obviously, they'll be North Central Conference foes here in a couple years, but we haven't played them in a number of years, so we'll have to kind of look and see who they faced and get some scouting reports on them. And then second round, if we make it there, is the winner of Eagle Grove and Clarion. Eagle Grove, we didn't play in the regular season. Typically, we scrimmage them. That did not happen this year either. So just kind of like Forest City, I'll make some calls around to other teams that have played them and see what we can get for a scouting report and stuff like that put together. And then the other side of the bracket is Williamsburg. And Benton is what it looks like it will come down to there. We faced Benton last week. They're a very good hitting team. And then Williamsburg has been a power here for about the last 6 or 8 years. They had a really good pitcher come through. And now I believe it's a younger sister that's coming through. But that'll be a challenge. If we make it that far, that'll be a big challenge for us to face.
And Coach, finally, you got a tournament upcoming here on Saturday. Just thoughts on that tournament upcoming for your team as you get more softball games in to round out the week.
Yeah, we'll go down to Boone tomorrow and we face Dowling Catholic at 11, and we'll play Boone at 1 o'clock. You know, 4A's and 5A schools, they don't necessarily have the best records, but Boone especially plays in that Raccoon River Conference. They see some of the best softball night in and night out. And Dowling plays in the big 5A conferences down there. So they're both in the same boat where the record doesn't necessarily indicate how good they are or the competition they see every night. So it's going to be an uphill battle for us. And, you know, we're looking to hopefully bounce back and get some good hits against quality teams and make plays and hopefully hold our own.
Coach, appreciate you taking the time and want to wish you best of luck for your tournament upcoming on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. We appreciate all the support, and go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.